Blog Talk Radio.
Well, as I said, I can't let sociopath excuses get in my way. I earned it. I suffer enough. I practiced today on my piano, and I made up a new song. I made up several songs on the keyboard. My voice wasn't 100% because of a cold, so I couldn't hit those high registers like I usually can, so that's a good thing for practice. When I practice on my keyboard, my liberal, it means it's just for practice. It's not for performing live. It's private. But, you know, I spent 33 years, I'm not going to hide from it, struggling to be in the music industry. Went from New York to California, New York State to California. From Buffalo, I was in New York City. I was homeless. I was Hollywood. I was homeless. I found my way. I got lucky to stay alive. And so I worked a lot of odd jobs that didn't work out. I had a very hard life outside of music. So I spent years, but I wrote thousands of songs, but that's one of the reasons why I came out here. And to sing it and perform 20 years. I did 2 compilations. I performed live all over L.A. for a long time, about close to 20 years. So when I look at that and I said, I earned it. I would earn success. 33 years of wanting to be in the industry. You know, it's no guarantee, but that's a very long time. But when I hear somebody say, oh, I'm not working, I didn't deserve it, it's my fault, I have a disability, you know, that's a very evil person to say that. Well, I look at it as like that's somebody who is insensitive, cold-blooded, cruel, or just trying to make excuses to be an evil person. Recently, I just said, I'm going to respond to that. I worked all kinds of, I'm working now. I got my own company. I had to go back to academia because I didn't make any music. And I'm very high functioning. But when I hear somebody say things that try to curtail my ambitions, it really tells me I have to be careful. I think the reason is because after all those years, not too long ago, I made all these pop songs and these people reportedly have said they made money through fraud on my music. And they trying to hinder me. Yes, they follow me around, trying to say bad things about me, trying to prevent me from being a singer-songwriter, trying to prevent me from being in Hollywood. I mean, this person is one of them. So I said that I wrote the songs today about Take Away My Dreams Part 2 and on the piano, Want to Take Away My Hollywood Dream. These are people, it was about these people who already said they took my songs and used it for fraud, forgery, or whatever, impersonate me, or they have reportedly said they looked at my home and saw me playing and was up, and looked at, I don't believe that. Because that's impossible. You need proof. But there were, as I mentioned, were allegations of peeping in my home, which I don't allow. So I'm not going to get into that, but it's cold-blooded. It's what a sociopath would say. You know, sociopaths don't care about other people. All they care about is themselves, and they say evil things. They don't know. And this person don't know what it's like to go 33 years to write a song and to play and to be an artist. But what I know, this person knows what it's like to steal or to hurt people. I can't let the negativity get in my way. I earned the motto to be given a chance to make my Hollywood dream come true. I suffered enough. I would never say that to another artist or somebody playing a guitar or like me or playing keyboard or writing or singing who spent years, and I do know, or have known people, and I do know somebody who did it, I would never say, well, you shouldn't have went out there and did this. That is not fair. So, you know, there are people, cold-blooded people on the planet. And you know, I can't let sociopaths' excuses get in my way. Like one person said, which is totally incorrect, that I didn't write my songs because I wrote the lyrics. I'm like, you know, what do they, you know, that person's out of touch with reality, got a delusion. Maybe it's on another world, because we know 100% that record companies and music companies and Oscars and Grammys give money and award people in songwriting category who write the melodies and who write the lyrics, the words. They both go hand in hand. Unless the song was instrumental. If it was instrumental, it'd be different. You don't give, you know, when you hear the singer sing those words, that's the way it is. But I'm involved in, when I do my songs, not just the words, I have to be involved in the music. How the song is going to sound on the keyboard or the guitar, and I have to be involved in arrangement, which is called producing. You know, you put everything together. So I've done it for 33 years. I have not received any recognition. I was rejected by just about everybody. And when I try to do something, I have these individuals come and just want to hinder me in every way or want to steal my song in any way. So I said, I can't let these sociopath excuses get in my way. But I have to be protective of my songs. I have to copyright them. I have to publish it. And I want to let you know, because of this, I have two publishing companies, ASCAP and BMI. I had to protect my stuff, shit. I had to. You know, it's about, you know, just being ambitious. It's about just having a talent and to get it out there. I do hope that before I die, I get that opportunity to get that chance, because I spent 33 years struggling. And I didn't get no recognition whatsoever. It's very painful, but, you know, it's a very tough business. I don't like bringing out that I spent 33 years, because people say you have to be younger to be in the music industry. That's not necessarily true. But, you know, well, maybe it's true to some extent, but, you know, I have nothing to hide. I was tired of hiding from those falsehoods that people have, or you shouldn't say this or say that. Because it doesn't work for me. I have to be honest and blunt. I spent a long time writing songs, struggling. I paid the price. I was homeless. I was doing gigs. I had complications. I done it all. Yes, I paid my dues many decades over. So when someone say, oh, you don't have that job yet, it's your, you don't earn it. Or say, oh, I don't earn it, because, you know, that's such cruelty. But I let it slide personally, because that person's an idiot. I'm going to continue to do what I need to do, which is create. But that's how I feel. You know, I have to continue to do what I need to do. I ain't going to take no one else's dream. You know, there are people who got dreams like me to be an actor, a musician. There are people in academia who wants to be lawyers. There are people who wants to be president. And, you know, I ain't going to get it that way. I always say it will come true, because I have to be positive. I have to be good to people, even though I experienced where people were not good to me, and I suffered a lot of persecution for it, for simply being who I am. Oh, made fun of all the time, harassed, followed, stalked. people threaten me, etc. But I keep an open mind. And I will. It's not easy having a dream. So go for it, because I had to go for my dream and make it happen. Make my dreams happen. Good day, good night. Good night.